So, this is Radio Kate, down in sunny Saltdean with Granny, and I think we were just chatting, and it sounds like she was about to embark on a somewhat incredible story. So I thought, wait, hang on a minute, let me record this. So, where do we begin with this one?
Oh, well, I think perhaps we won't begin at the beginning, because the beginning was all a bit difficult, and I'd had a rather... Oh, difficult time with the parents. And I went home saying, right, you better get on with it because I can't cope with it anymore. And I went and sat on the stairs at home and I cried and cried and cried. And I thought, oh, I feel a bit strange. But I went up to the bathroom and looked in the mirror. And I saw this very grey face looking back at me. And, oh, it's me. So I went and sat down. My husband was out at work and didn't come back till later. But my parents phoned to see if I was all right because we'd had a slightly difficult time. And I said, no, I'm sort of all right, but I'm not coming round. And so their neighbour very kindly came round and made me a cup of tea, and seeing that I was in a rather dreadful state, she said, I'm going to put a lot of sugar in the tea to revive you. And so she went into my kitchen and made a lovely cup of tea and ladled spoons full of salt into the tea. So that was the first mishap, because I didn't get my lovely sweet cup of tea. Anyway, John came home later and we called the doctor, and I said I'd got a very stiff neck, and he said, oh, you'll be all right, you've just got a stiff neck. And so I went to bed and I got worse and worse, and by 6 o'clock in the morning it was clear that I was in a very bad state. And so John rang the doctor again, and I was transferred to hospital and in Stockport, and then it was decreed that I was having a brain hemorrhage, that I had to go into a specialist unit in Manchester. And this was sort of New Year's Eve, so of course it was dark early. And I was transferred by ambulance, and there the story begins. It was pouring with rain, and I set off in the ambulance. John went, followed in the car, but eventually I must have overtaken the ambulance, which broke down in the middle of Princes Parkway in Manchester, which is a very, very busy highway. And there we were stuck in the pouring rain until a reserve ambulance could be dispatched. Meanwhile, there was another lady picked up, and she was obviously in a very poor state, and I assumed she was the critical patient they kept talking about. In fact, it was me.
Oh, God.
I didn't realise that at the time. And they were panicking a bit. Anyway, I was carried by the ambulance men in their arms in the rain to the other ambulance. By which time, of course, my husband John had arrived at Salford Infirmary, which is where I was destined to be looked at, and was panicking because there was no sign of me arriving. And eventually I did get there, and I was wheeled on a trolley into a lift and was to go up to the first floor. So they set off the lift, and whoops, up to the top of the building we went. Yeah. Oh, dear. So down to the bottom again we went. So we'll try again. So up to the top of the building, and so up and down about four times.
Oh, no.
And eventually we land on the right floor, and I am trundled into the bed and in a ward of people, some of whom died during the night, I might add, which was all a bit grim. But once in bed, I began to feel a little better. And by next day, I got rather hysterical, I think. And I couldn't stop laughing. And I kept thinking about this journey in the lift and everything going wrong and everybody panicking around. And I thought it was all so hilarious. And I got quite hysterical, and by the time my daughter Eleanor came to see me, she was very upset, and I remember her saying, "Oh, Mum, for goodness sake, do stop laughing." And I couldn't. I got hysterics, I suppose. But, you know, that was a ride to be remembered, really. And I was stuck there for quite a while and then transferred into a private room. And at the time, I was the head of this small independent school, and the chairman of governors came to see me, and he really hauled the doctors and nurses over the coals, and said, "This room's got to be decorated. We can't have Mrs. Gray lift in a room that's got dirty walls," which they had. And so I was there for, I suppose, oh, I don't know how long now, it's all a bit vague. And I eventually got transferred back to Stepping Hill in Stockport, having had internal head x-rays and all sorts of strange things happen. Anyway, I was transferred into a ward of sort of high dependency, I suppose. And there was a lady in the next bed who looked at me with great apprehension, and then later confessed she thought I'd tried to hang myself because I'd got a mark all round my neck where they'd been trailing wires or something, I suppose, doing head x-rays.
Oh, gosh. But
anyway, all turned out well in the end. But if there's anything a bit loco about me, you have to blame it on it at that time.
So you don't like to do things the easy way, then?
No.
I can't believe the ambulance broke down. That's ridiculous.
Oh, well, it was me. I had my left hip done. They put a bone in that is too long. And after much argument and comparing of x-rays before and afterwards, they've had to agree that the new bone put in my, well, the new hip fitment put in my left leg is slightly longer. So, of course, I have been hobbling on odd legs ever since. And
you have to do you have to change the length of your trousers?
Oh, yes, every time I buy new trousers, the left leg has to be longer than the right leg because it is longer than. But I didn't do anything about it at the time. I'm not into all this culture of claiming compensation. And I went to have my, I had a congenital cataract in my right eye, and I had never had vision. But at last I was told by the Brighton Eye Hospital that they could remove the thick, cloudy cataract and put in a new lens. So I go up quite cheerfully and have the old one, and the surgeon who took it out was having an awful wrestle. It ended up, I had to have 2 days in the hospital, and it ended up when they took out the lens and damaged the eye to such an extreme that they can't put a new lens in. So I have no lens in my right eye. So I'm a bit of an accident-prone creature. But never mind, I'm still here.
Yeah, still here after all that. That's pretty good going. But, yeah, remind me, if I ever need to go anywhere near a hospital, I think I'll just say, okay, yeah, no, everything's fine, Granny, you just stay where you are. Please don't come near the doctors.
I am jinxed.